What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to take you into the PM, guys. This is an exciting day. I can't wait to watch this thing unfold, Bob. And as you and I were just talking, it dawned on me yet again, this is just such a different team than recent Steeler additions. Same coach. So we'll see how that plays out on the playoff stage. Different quarterback, different running backs that we don't really talk about that enough of. Najee just wasn't the guy. He wasn't a guy. There's a reason they didn't pick up his fifth year option. They've got not one, but two, I think, really good players back there, each of whom has way more burst to change a game than Najee. It's a different offensive line, and it's a different defense, some personnel, but mainly the fact that they're healthy and ready to go. It's just everything's different, right?
I would agree with that, but I think, you know, talk about a guy like Metcalf into this equation. He's had tremendous postseason numbers in his career in four games, five touchdowns, yeah, almost 500 yards.
Right.
This will be his first opportunity here, and I got to believe that he is going to be jacked. Just because of what happened, two-game suspension, I'm sure you had to thank those teammates for getting him in there, because it could have very easily been 0-2 and he's not there for it, and he would have been a talk that way. So I think the inspirational part of his game should be up. He's going to command attention. Gainwell, credit the Steelers for seeing that last year when they played against him, felt he could be a big at a very reasonable contract. And you're right, Najee Harris, for whatever reason, just wasn't that guy. He
just
compliments
wasn't.
Warren so well.
Not enough burst. Loved the way in his attitude when he ran, but just wasn't really that talented. That's the problem. Man, if you like defensive football and hard hitting and just the vicious nature of it, that's what you're going to get tonight. I mean, this is going to be a spectacle.
And it's tough to play it on a Monday night because you don't have a lot of, if you do win, you don't have a lot of time to get yourself back together on
for
the
sure.
horse heading for the next opponent, which would be at New England. So, although I do like that matchup in New England.
And it's not like New England, yeah.
Yeah, it makes, even though they won there, New England will say, well, we gave you the game. We turned the ball over five times. I get that. They'll say that. But you have to create turnovers, too, and get them when they're available, and the Steelers did that. So that'll be on their minds, and Drake May turned the ball over a couple of times last night.
And it's not like New England's coming off a game that wasn't physical. I mean, that was a battle right to the fourth quarter anyway, and their physicality took over. Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Who is it, Limits? Other than Mulsey.
Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
He's social media's biggest
Poor
loser
guy.
Today.
Poor guy. Now he's going to go home to his mansion out in L.A. and everything else he has in his
back to
life.
His home with Madison Beer in Los Angeles.
I think he's going to be okay. What's cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Cloudy and 32 degrees at kickoff. Franco Harris, low of 30. Jaylen Warren. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Over-unders very quickly, gentlemen. What time are we done? 50?
Correct.
So we have a two-minute drive.
Two-minute warning.
Quite literally. This
Here
could be a
go.
Metaphor for tonight, Bob. Aaron Rodgers touchdowns, over under 1.5. I say under.
I say under.
Limits?
I say over, two.
I'll lay horse milk.
You mean like passing touchdowns?
Passing
yeah.
touchdowns,
yeah,
yes.
Two.
Steelers
two.
Leading rusher will be? I say Jaylen
Kenneth
Warren.
Gainwell.
Jaylen Warren.
Caleb Johnson. Steelers leading receiver in terms of catches will be?
I'm going to surprise you on this one. Pat Freiermuth.
I thought you might say that.
I'm putting him in the receiving category because that's how he...
I'm going to say Kenny Gainwell. Limits?
I surprisingly am agreeing with Bob, and I'm going with Freiermuth.
Holy horse milk. Is Boswell going to miss another kick?
No.
Of any kind?
No.
I say yes.
No.
But he's going to make enough. You?
I think he's going to miss one at some point, too.
You do? Guys are both. Man, I'm surprised.
Yeah. I
still
think he's going to win them. It might
I
be like a 58-yarder, Bob.
I still trust in him. I know what's happened down there, but every kicker goes through that. Did you see, as I said, McManus missed two and an extra
yes,
point?
Yes, I did.
Yesterday, they had missed kicks. I mean, it's just the way it is in football.
That's why there's going to be another miss. Yeah. Who makes the big special teams play, Houston or Pittsburgh? I say Pittsburgh.
define big special teams play. What does that mean? We don't see returns. We hardly ever do anymore.
We know one when we see one. It's a block kick. It's a return. It's a fumble.
It's a 2-minute drill. Come on, Bob.
Bob, the clock is over less than a minute.
I'm going to say then it's going to be the Steelers.
It'll be the Steelers.
Woody Marks over under 0.5 yards rushing. No, 35 and a half.
Over.
Over.
ESPN shows Permanis.
Yes.
0.5. I say over.
Over.
Shows the incline.
Yes.
Over or
over.
Under. Thank you, Bob. We'll see if our predictions are right tomorrow. No Tomlin news conference if they lose,
if
correct?
They win, there is one, because he wants to get right back on that train. Oh, and they got a short window, short week to get ready for the New England
ready
Patriots.
Ready for Foxborough.
So they win, it'll be tomorrow.
With a chance to play the AFC title game at home, or they're done. This is why we lift all them weights, Bob. This is why we play sports, watch it, coach it, enjoy it. Goodbye.
Goodbye. It's reality television at its finest.
Let's go.
Goodbye, Limits.
All right, Steelers
goodbye,
tonight.
Limits.
Goodbye, Joe. Goodbye, Bob. Hello, Steelers.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.